Depot can help bring the holidays home for free with free delivery on all holiday decor, like artificial Christmas trees, big, small, white lights, or multicolored, 140 varieties. Pick one out and we'll deliver it over the river, through the woods, right to your door for free. Free delivery on all holiday decor, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
November 7th is International Tongue Twister Day. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Remember, I'm a professional, so don't try this at home. Have a terribly terrific tongue twister day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Happy Tongue Twister Day.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The trial for longtime associate of President Trump, Roger Stone, continues today.
Stone is accused of lying to Congress about communications surrounding WikiLeaks in 2016, before stolen Democratic National Committee emails were released. Prosecutors say Stone misled investigators in the Mueller probe because he wanted to hide what he had done because the truth looked bad. Stone's defense attorneys argued the self-described dirty trickster had no corrupt intent.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The U.N. General Assembly voting today to condemn the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba for the 20th year. U.S., Israel, and Brazil voting against the resolution. Stocks higher today on news China and the U.S. are preparing to ease tariffs. The Dow gaining 182 for a new high. The S&P up 8, another record close. The NASDAQ 24 higher, just shy of a record. America is listening to Fox News.
No.
I need to figure out how to fit my family into one room.
It'll be tight.
The seating's important so this doesn't turn into a family feud.
That won't be right.
Plan.
So why did I agree to this? I need help lifting the shopping list. I need to buy the stuff for stuffing you too.
On the time accelerator, and they've yet to take their foot off of it.
I need to ask Jay Scott. I'm hoping that we still have the 50th anniversary JFK show.
Yeah.
We did.
You do.
That was excellent.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that was
really
good.
It
was good.
I want that to run on Thanksgiving Day, maybe the next day too.
Cool.
Because I'm lazy.
That's good too. It's really good.
It is good.
It's not like I have big plans. I'll be here in town, but. Anyway, we've had kind of a weird hour. Greg Gutfeld was just on Fox highlighting the tweets I read to you last hour from the lawyer for the whistleblower. And I got news for you. That guy is hasn't blown any whistles. I would, other things, no comment. But whistles, no. He never saw, heard, witnessed a damn thing. But that turtle-headed, bug-eyed piece of shift runs about. Yeah, you know, oh, we got that. We got the goods now. We're gonna get them. Now we're calling witnesses and
yeah, yada yada.
You know, why don't we just go down to Congress, pull Adam Schiff out, and beat the ever-loving stuffing out of his freaking ugly, stupid face? Let's break his head open with a baseball bat and see if there's anything in it.
Just to be clear for the agencies listening in, I didn't say that.
The preceding was simply an expression of fantasy by the host. Does not represent the opinions or views of the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company, anybody that's got money in it, or the advertisers that are advertising on it.
No, we don't advocate violence, ever.
In fact, the person responsible for making that statement has been known to be in mental treatment from time to time, years of therapy, and has a history of drug abuse. So take it for what it's worth.
And he looks great today.
He does, that white shirt. Something about the white shirt.
How come nobody can say his name?
Yeah. The coup has started, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we just all go out and sit under a palm tree and peel a banana, because that's the republic we are becoming with this clown show in D.C. They got to come down. They got to be taken down, taken out, and if we have to go do it ourselves, we will. And they're really pushing the envelope on that. But yeah. Terry Adams just said that, not Greg Goodell. I just want to be real clear. Oh,
thanks, buddy.
All right, so we were kicking around Common Core, which deserves all the kicking it can get.
Amen.
And I found this cart labeled Common Core Math with Tom Lehrer. Tom is a liberal at heart, in the old school sense, not today's where, you know, they're out of their minds. This is more just, you know, when you can talk to a liberal and have a rational argument. And the thing is, I think there are liberals today who represent those values from 20 or 30 years ago or more and just have no clue as to what liberal represents today. It doesn't represent liberal. Liberal is free. Liberal is accepting. Liberal is tolerant of all opinions and takes. That's not the way it is. They are the exact opposite. It is fascism in disguise now.
Yes, it is. They love to twist the meaning of words.
And they love to get people kicked off jobs and whatever. They don't care about the carnage or the havoc they create as they take out everywhere they can, anyone they can, who isn't drinking their Kool-Aid. Bingo. That said, here is Tom Lehrer, and we'll give this a listen and see if it's worth it.
Some of you who have small children may have perhaps been put in the embarrassing position of being unable to do your child's arithmetic homework because of the current revolution in mathematics teaching known as the new math. So as a public service here tonight, I thought I would offer a brief lesson in the new math. Tonight, we're going to cover subtraction. This is the first room I've worked for a while. It didn't have a blackboard, so we will have to make do with more primitive visual aids, as they say in the ad biz. Consider the following subtraction problem, which I will put up here. 342 minus 173. Now, remember how we used to do that. 3 from 2 is 9, carry the 1. And if you're under 35 or went to a private school, you say 7 from 3 is 6. But if you're over 35 and went to a public school, you say 8 from 4 is 6. And carry the 1, so you have 169. But in the new approach, as you know, the important thing is to understand what you're doing rather than to get the right answer.
Bingo. Bingo.
Here's how they do it now. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the tens place. Now that's really 4 tens, so you make it 3 tens, regroup, and you change a 10 to 10 ones, and you add them to the 2 and get 12, and you take away 3, that's 9. Is that clear? Now instead of 4 in the tens place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 10 to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look in the hundreds place. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 10 ones, and you know why 4 plus minus 1 plus 10 is 14 minus 1, because addition is commutative, right? And so you got 13 tens, and you take away 7, and that leaves 5. Well, 6, actually, but
I just looked at Seth's
face. The idea is the important thing. Now go back to the hundreds place. You're left with 2 and you take away 1 from 2 and that leaves... Everybody get 1? Not bad for the first day. Hooray for new math. New math. It won't do you a bit of good to read new math. It's so simple. So very simple. That only a child can do it.
There you go. There's a musical version of what we were talking about. 10 is your friend. Decompose 6. They're teaching little kids to decompose. That just sounds totally wrong.
Yeah, it does.
It
many
is.
Levels.
Here's Common Core graduate Randall.
Hey. And beyond, it's just another part of Dumbing Down America. Stuff that your man besides you been talking about for 20 years. I mean, it's only because of people like you that it was caught and brought to attention to everybody, that you put it to the forefront. Talk radio, I think, actually put a kink in their plan on that, as far as bringing all that to in, because they didn't want you to be able to help them. They wanted to be able to take the kids off into a direction that the parents, sure enough, didn't know what to do.
Right.
And it was just part of dumbing down. But before we get to the real good part, I want to tell you, I didn't call Monday Tuesday because of the meeting at Pizza Place and that the woman sitting beside you was writing a name down. And if she would have said, Randall, are you coming? I couldn't have said no. So I just didn't call. And I just be honest with you, that's why. But I want to tell you, Monday was probably your best ever since you started back, and probably one of your top 5 ever of the 420 song, or 417, a low call song, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Monday was was banging, baby, banging. And Tuesday, it sounded like you turned down something because you didn't know that was what button it was. But Monday, you also talked about JFK, and I almost still called and took the chance from Miss Rosie. I love her so much, but I studied it and I studied the one bullet thing, and I've studied each way, and I think they wanted us to, you know, they wanted us to think that, you know, one bullet and that man pulled the trigger and that was it. But I know you ain't been too proud of me lately, but take this for what it's worth. The umbrella man gave them the key to both pull the trigger.
Yes.
And I think that's where he come into play at. And I'm 80% sure that old man Bush is the one that pulled the trigger. He was in a motel behind the desk, you know. He was on paper. He was there supposedly giving a speech on oil, or giving some kind of little thing there about oil. He was there to talk about oil. Also, he worked for the CIA at the time, too. I mean, he was in the CIA, but he was there supposedly in that motel on the other side of Grassy Knoll to speak about oil. And there's too many people that ran toward that way. I mean, that many people cannot get it wrong, the sound of gunshot.
Well, one of the patrol officers on a motorcycle threw his bike down and went running up the Grassy Knoll because he saw the smoke.
And it does not show nobody signing George Bush out of that day from giving the speech on oil. He did not check out the motel, it does not look like. And that is, if it is a way, I'm going to tell you how I did this. Because of you and your stuff, I studied documentaries. And I watched every one of them. I watched them for one bullet. I watched it for three bullets. And I took, you know, that day, then you go search every newspaper. You write down every name and every date. They can't, what it is, Google, they set Google. They got everybody going to Google, and it only gives you the information they want you to have.
Exactly.
But if you take everybody's name on all them documentaries and all the paperclip, they can't stop it from every way. And you just Google every name and every date, and you'll go back around. They had three witnesses that saw them put a person that looked like George Bush in back of a patrol car. Two of the eyewitnesses say he was put in handcuffs. One of them said he was. And that was on the other side of Grassy Knoll, but, you know, and the motel was in between them two. So it's looked like, and then the day Ronald Reagan, you know, come back after he was shot, the first one he shakes hands with is George Bush, the old man Bush. It was like, okay, I give up. You know, y'all almost took my life. I'm on y'all's team now. Even me, as not being a political man back in them days, didn't do no studying because I hadn't met you yet. But I remember that man with the birthmark on his head. And I remember him and George Bush, Ronald Reagan becoming, you know, not really buddies, but they was, the war was almost over. And then he gets shot at the blue. It was because of stopping war. That's why JFK is there. That's why Martin Luther King is there, because he went against the Vietnam War.
Yep.
They shot Martin Luther King a year to the day, almost to the hour that he went against the Vietnam War.
Yeah, he did his very first sermon against the Vietnam War like a week before they killed him.
But he had came out a year on that day that they killed him, a year before that is when he first came out and said, hey, this ain't right. You know, we shouldn't be here. And then you're right. He did that speech and they killed him. And same thing. Everybody, I hope Trump makes it. And the only reason that man's still living because he got his own front team that go ahead of our folks. It's the only reason he's still living, because he got his own security. I'm so damn scared. I swear I'm scared.
Randall, don't be scared.
I swear.
Don't be scared.
I am, okay.
I got to run because
yes, sir, you
get up against the break. But, you know, sometimes I wonder how Trump can even trust the Secret Service, because they're...
Like Randall said, it's why he got his own team. He's got the best you can buy.
On the other hand, the Babylon Bee today says whistleblower revealed to be recently hired White House janitor Hillarita Clinton-esque. That's the funniest damn thing I've ever seen.
Look at the crew cut. That's great.
Even one of my favorite conservative bloggers says Babylon Bee has become one of the best conservative sites because they use humor to tell the truth.
So yeah, and you can get away with so much.
It's not often I'll say this, but don't go to Lewis Lawn, because they're closed now. It's winter hours time, so they close at 4, but they'll be open bright and early at 7 tomorrow morning, open Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. You may not think this is a place to Christmas shop. You may need somebody who could use a steel blower or a new mower. If you listen, maybe they dropped a hint. This is the place to go get it. Now's the time to buy it, because like cars, they have model years, and Lewis Lawn would like to make way, even with their expanded showroom space, that has allowed them to sell the tractor-style mowers, they need to move inventory out. So go in and see Chad Sasser, our point guy there, and cut yourself a great deal on new equipment. And the best thing, you buy something there, it comes with a warranty. You can bring it back there when it needs service or repairs. And make sure you're listening in February, unless I'm dead and somebody else is doing the show and their ads. They do free pickup and delivery in February. Just keep that in mind so you're ready for the next mowing season. Partner up with Lewis Lawn for the best equipment, the best people. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. 417, we have your local news, Rich's forecast. By the way, I did check the Live in Fear Doppler, doing my due diligence here. And the first band of rain has kind of come through. Now I'm going to go out and do some in-person reconnaissance.
Has to be done, Greg.
Looks to me like things will be clear for at least a brief period of time, but there is more activity out to the west before the super cold air comes whistling through early tomorrow morning on Rich Thomas's birthday tomorrow.
Yay.
Ooh.
Boy, that's...
Can I ask how old is Rich?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Old enough to know better.
Good answer.
Mm. All we ever know about Rich is that he's...
adorable.
No matter how old he is. 4'8". He's still got that boyish face. He's going to have that... He's so lucky. He's going to have that little kid face.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Beaver.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Like in Jerry Mathers. He just has a he's
well,
a
that makes those little pearls that he throws out that much more effective.
I hope people that listen in the morning see Rich Thomas when they listen.
Youthful good looks.
Yeah.
If you're from around here, you do.
Yeah, true. But we never, all we knew was he was great at doing the weather. We never knew he had a personality. Wheels are always turning. And he throws out some one-liners.
No, you know what he does? I'm going to give you a quick example here. You know what he does? He pokes that boyish face and picks his spot and then backs away, acting like somebody else just said what I just said. Here's an example from a couple of years ago from Random Facts.
And now it's time for
a food outlet full of
random
facts.
A lot. Did you know?
Which aisle are we going down first, James?
The beaver aisle.
Now listen.
They just had that aisle stuffed this morning.
Perfect.
Impeccable timing.
Yeah, right.
But I got to see it. I got to see the look on his face after he said that, because when he goes out on a limb once in a while, his face turns so red.
Belies. Yeah.
If you turn the lights out in the studio, you would see this red glow.
I love to hear Jay laugh.
Oh, Jay's got the greatest laugh.
He really does.
And you know what? If you make Jay laugh, you've been funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may not have time to roll call today.
What?
No.
Don't say that. Don't ever say that.
It's 4:20 already.
So?
And we still have news and weather and traffic. All right, I'll do my best.
You can get the roll call in.
Okay. Grab the Vaseline, Rosie. We're going to call out the wedgement and wedge it in.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right. You can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Several alarming social media posts regarding attempted abductions or possible human trafficking attempts in Montgomery have caught the attention of the Montgomery Police Department. MPD says they have investigated the circumstances surrounding these posts, and none of them have indicated that they were related to an abduction attempt. Plus, a massive manhunt is underway for the suspect in Anaya Blanchard's disappearance. 30-year-old Ibrahim Yazid of Montgomery is wanted for kidnapping first degree. The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, along with other agencies, are assisting in this investigation, actively searching for Yazid. That suspect is currently out on bond for charges of kidnapping and attempted murder. He should be considered armed and dangerous. 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard from Auburn was last seen Wednesday, October 23rd. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to see another significant change of temperatures in the next 24 hours. It's going to be wet at times through tonight before the cold front moves through the area and shuts off the shower threat in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, breezy, quite cool. What a change. High around 58, but that brisk north wind at 12 to 22 miles per hour will add an extra bite to the air, you know. And then partly cloudy, colder. 36 Friday night, upper 30s Saturday night, a nice fall weekend, 62 Saturday, 68 on Sunday, then an Arctic front arrives the first of next week. What a big change to much colder. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Born. On November 7th, 1996, the world welcomed little baby singer Lord.
Oh, congratulations, it's a girl. What will you name her?
Ella Maria Lonnie Yellick O'Connor.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's good too.
Lord. A star is born.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident, East South Boulevard at South Court Street. Be careful there. Watch out for emergency vehicles that are going to be working that. Boulevard is very busy, especially Troy Highway, Eastern Boulevard, Northeastern Boulevard. Taylor Road is very heavy. Madison Avenue and Ann Street outbound from downtown, picking up a lot of cars. And the interstate is back to normal. It's very busy, but we are moving pretty well through downtown Montgomery. Hey, buckle up, lights on, and let's be safe out there, all right? Hey, you don't got to fight with your dog over a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that'll keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I want everybody here to pony up $5, $10 for this campaign. I don't care how poor you are, you got $5.
Screw you!
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
That's Common Core.
So we're going to roll call on a rainy day. First batch is almost out of the way. All right, judges, get ready. I'm going to suck.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I kill you.
You got to have
none
something.
Of your business.
If you want to be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves
you
nothing.
You are a BJ.
You got to have something. If you want to be with me.
We have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
Trying to be your hero.
Shut up, dummy.
Cause that's zero.
Screw.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Oh, cheats and liars.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up later.
Biatch, you are a bum.
This town needs an enemy.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
She's a tool.
If you wanna be with me.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Nothing from nothing.
It's craptacular.
You gotta have something.
Oh, yeah.
If you wanna be with me.
Houston, we have a problem.
Score in mind for that one.
Stop scratching your.
That was
tell
excellent.
Me where it is.
I thought it was about a 9-2.
No, that was up there. When you can follow Elmer J. Fudd with Kramer from Seinfeld, that's excellent.
Now, I had one small overlap at the beginning,
okay.
But I did a conversational recovery. That's what I try to do. I look for ways to make one sound effect answer the one that preceded it.
That was excellent.
Craptacular.
Oh my god,
awesome.
That was good. First score in 9.999.
Yeah,
yes.
Wow.
It's up there.
From Mr. Gillespie, Chuck Courtney says 9.78. And Richard Taylor, who brings the thunder from down under, 9.95.
There you go.
Yeah, it was up there.
And he's our buddy from Australia, right?
Yes.
Yeah, an Aussie.
Well, thank you all for the generosity.
South Africa.
That's down under, isn't it? No, Australia's
Australia.
Down under. Well, they're all down under. They're
he's
all screwed
from
up.
South Africa.
Their toilets flush in reverse.
Does that mean the crap comes back up?
No, it hold just on. Means the bowl swirls. All right, when you flush the toilet
the opposite way.
Here in the northern hemisphere, it goes
doesn't it
clockwise?
Go clockwise?
Clockwise. But when you're down there,
it goes anti-clockwise.
And you look, you flush the toilet, and you look into the bowl.
Ooh.
Ow. It's going the other way. There's got to be a word that describes that asthmatic noise that your toilet makes at the very end of a flush. Sounds like a tough starting car. No, not that one. This one.
Wow, that sounded good once it got cranked.
Heavy horsepower. Terry Adams in the house. It's 429.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Make the most of your holiday with a Thanksgiving tip.
A deep-fried turkey can be delicious, but if not done correctly, it can result in a charred, blackened, stomach-turning skin texture that will be so visually unappealing, your guests will lose their appetite. Oh, and it can also burn the turkey.
Thanksgiving tips.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We'll have our rocket scientist coming up a little bit later, but it does connect to all the revelations. You know, the president can't get anybody to do his work for him, or to even, we have Fox News on in the studio with closed captioning, just in case a major story breaks. Most of the time, I've been shutting it off and putting on Andy Griffith because Fox is getting as fake as the rest. Mm-hmm. The other day, trying to tell us that the president is 10 or more points behind Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and Starbucks barista in Manhattan. That's how goofy they are. And we all know that's bullcrap.
Mm-hmm.
The real polls today, Rasmussen, which the only one that chose to be honest about the last election and called Trump's victory, has him at 50%. He is unbeatable at 50%. He has that level of support. And I always say they underestimate it because people have been trained to be fearful of speaking out in support of the man because they don't want to get their ass kicked or have some other mysterious thing happen.
Yes.
Right, Jeffrey Epstein? You know how that works?
Hmm.
You know, he didn't kill himself.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And when we come back, the very people that are staging the coup were called out by the guy they chose to be the bringer of evidence. It's all going to backfire, and as we were talking during the break, it's really going to be ugly for a while.
It is.
But hopefully people will understand what's really at stake here. This is not Republicans versus Democrats, because when you look back at every presidency since Reagan, and even then, the media never said anything about it, but Terry knows, I know, that Ted Kennedy went to Russia to try and conspire against Ronald Reagan. Ted Kennedy, a murderer who got elected to the Senate seven times, even though Massachusetts, well, you know, he brings home the bacon.
Yeah.
But that's the extent that people, in order to feather their nest, perpetuate the paydays to their pals, are willing to go to screw us. Exactly. And we naively think that we elect these people with noble plans to represent us, just like those artistic renderings of the founding fathers before the Congress when we declared independence. And that ain't it at all. All we do is send figureheads to be in the Congress and Senate and in the White House who, you know, do enough to make it seem like they're looking out for us when they're really just screwing us royally. And that includes Republicans and Democrats.
You basically just recited the owners. That's what you've just done.
Well, again, you were the one that brought that to us.
He's right.
We'll play it. We'll play it. It's the Carlin clip.
Right.
I don't think Brent will be able to join us today. I think he's traveling.
Yeah.
So we'll play it at 5:10, but I need to be reminded because I'm addle-headed.
Addle-headed.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Addle-headed?
Yeah.
He's addled.
You're almost at the age where you start having, like, why did I come into this room?
Oh, boy, howdy.
Man. Yeah.
So, I'm loaded up with it.
And we're also working on...
Who are you?
Greg. I'm Greg. I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, thank you. Good to meet you, Greg. Thank you.
Would you recite the Serenity Prayer for us, please?
Yes. God, please grant... Never mind.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Know it well. Said it a million times. Just don't live by it like I should.
Would anybody like to pick up a chip today?
Or a big book.
A big book, yes.
I don't know. I have no idea where we were going. I'm sorry.
Neither do I.
Totally lost. That train is
brain
derailed.
Fog.
Oh,
yeah. All right, fellas, I'm Seth.
We need to do... Oh, I know what I was going to say. Today is Tongue Twister Day.
That's appropriate.
Tongue Twister Day. And I've been working with young Seth Spotlow to advance his broadcasting skills because he's got the voice.
You're
he's
a good mentor. He does have a great radio voice.
So, I have found some tongue twisters we're going to print out and give you to read.
Okay.
So, and that'll help you improve your diction.
I'm not touching that one.
No, I mean, seriously, I just got to copy the list here. In fact, we can all have...
Thank you.
In fact... Ah, you piece of crap!
Oops.
What is wrong with this garbage in this place? Don't look at him ahead of time.
Oh, okay. All right.
No monitor for you. 2 years.
No, yeah.
2 years.
There's the radar. Study that. Learn how to read the radar.
No, here. We'll hide it.
Georgia Floors Direct is a place that has made flooring great here in the River Region.
True.
An idea that's worked for 50 years and continues to work because why would you change it if it works? We ask that question about all kinds of things here every afternoon, but Georgia Floors Direct, we can depend on them to follow the formula of bringing in first-rate popular styles of flooring. This is not where ugly flooring goes to die.
Thank God.
The flooring that nobody else wanted. That is not what Georgia Floors Direct does. They bring in popular styles, the latest fashions. Go to their Facebook page. It's always filled with great suggestions for your home, different looks. See Jeff or one of his merry band of flooriers, and they will help you navigate the overwhelming amount of choices you'll have. And pick out what you want in the budget you describe. You can also do 12 months good as cash for qualified buyers as Georgia Floors Direct. And then they arrange installation by people, a team they built. So it's all under their name. You can buy flooring elsewhere. I don't know if you get a good deal or not, but you're on your own with the installation process. So go with people that will look out for you from beginning to end. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for 50 years on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Let's see how traffic is in that neck of the woods and elsewhere.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Our latest accident, East South Boulevard and Court Street. They're still working that one. Also on Early Street at Hill Street, we just had a hit and run. We have emergency vehicles responding to the scene. Use caution there. It is very busy on the Eastern Boulevard. I-85 northbound from downtown outbound is a little slow, but it is moving. Taylor Road, the Heartburn Highway, is socked in a bit this afternoon, as well as the Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. Use caution, drive carefully, buckle up, headlights on, because we do have a little bit of rain in the area, and let's be safe out there, all right? If you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and it couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a cork circle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A massive manhunt underway for the suspect in Anaya Blanchard's disappearance. 30-year-old Ibrahim Yazid of Montgomery is wanted for kidnapping first degree. The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, along with other agencies, are assisting in this investigation, actively searching for Yazid. The suspect is currently out on bond for charges of kidnapping and attempted murder. He should be considered armed and dangerous. 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard from Auburn was last seen Wednesday, October 23rd. And several alarming social media posts regarding attempted abductions or possible human trafficking attempts in Montgomery have caught the attention of the Montgomery Police Department. MPD says they have investigated the circumstances surrounding these posts, and none of them have indicated that they were related to an abduction attempt. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to see another significant change of temperatures in the next 24 hours. It's going to be wet at times through tonight before the cold front moves through the area and shuts off the shower threat in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, breezy, quite cool. What a change. High around 58, but that brisk north wind at 12 to 22 miles per hour will add an extra bite to the air, you know. And then partly cloudy, colder, 36 Friday night, upper 30s Saturday night, a nice fall weekend, 62 Saturday, 68 on Sunday. Then an Arctic front arrives the first of next week. What a big change to much colder. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your belly start to grow. Eat me with some cornbread and casserole. Chew up on my leg or bite into my wing. Your family's eating me on Thanksgiving.
Giving.
So come on at the table. Carve me up. Take the ladle. Scoop it up.
Pour some gravy on me.
Oh, until you
now I know never to play that again. You know, I put a lot of stuff in. There's 10,000 files. Uh-huh. And over time, that was put in the system, I think, in 2007.
How do you remember all this stuff?
Well, I'm looking for things that are okay this 3 weeks out from Thanksgiving. Now, this is this we can use.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey. That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
There's the cranberry sauce.
All right, it goes on with Freebird's montage, and it's very well done, although it doesn't spend a whole lot of time on the meaning behind the day. And all we have to be grateful for. Okay. I saw a cartoon today that was great. I thought I had gone to heaven, but I was living in the USA, basically, was the gist of it. We don't realize it. I mean, even with this insanity going on. In fact, let's announce our rocket scientist of the day.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
It's Mark Zayed, who is one of the attorneys for the whistleblower who doesn't really exist because he didn't see anything firsthand or hear anything firsthand. It's all hearsay, and it's all part of a plot called a coup d'etat. And no less than this lawyer, after people did some Twitter research, in 2017 tweeting the coup has started, impeachment will ultimately follow, and that we can count on CNN to help facilitate.
I'll bet.
Well, not just CNN, but all of them. They're all part of it. Mm-hmm. And the president read these tweets last night to his crowd in Louisiana.
Still packing the house, baby.
Yeah, yeah. And guess what? What the Democrats are doing, and this is just my educated guess, they are galvanizing the president's support. We will kick your ass to vote for him next year because of what you're doing to him today. So, Nancy, you're going to be the minority leader, if you're even in Congress at all. And to all the rest, it's over. It's over. Concerns, the whistleblower's complaint is tainted with partisanship. What else do you need to know? There's the lawyer for the son of a bitch saying the coup has started. Now, Republicans, grow a set and get going. Cut the crap. Miss Connie's on the line. I think I've calmed down enough to speak. Hi.
Hi, this is Miss Connie.
Yes, Miss Connie. How can we help you today?
Well, I don't know if there is any help for me today. I'm so sick of politics.
Yeah, me but too. We're gonna teach Seth Spotlow some broadcasting school skills.
Well, Alabama is being so honored because did you see who has sent staffers down to get him on the presidential primary ballot? Michael Bloomberg.
Wow.
Yeah.
Michael Bloomberg. Nobody wants him, Mayor. He's one of those nanny fatheads. I'm going to regulate how much soda you can drink. You stupid little son of a bitch. Cut the crap.
Apparently, he has chosen Alabama to start the filing in the states for, you know, to get on the primary ballots.
Quit wasting our time, Bloomberg. You got no chance. Nobody here likes you. You're a fathead. We want to decide how much soda we want to drink. We don't need your help. He's a real dick. Also, he's the same one that pulled the salt off the dinner table at restaurants in New York. Is that what we want in the White House? A president that tells us what's for dinner? Screw that idea. I want nothing to do with it. I want to be a million miles away from that kind of place.
He's not yelling at you, Miss Connie.
Huh?
He's not yelling at you.
Oh, I know. Oh, I'm used to his rants, okay? I love his rants because that's what I feel like doing,
exactly.
So he can do it for me.
Exactly.
There you go. But, you know, we really got to watch because they're targeting local elections and, like, the district attorneys. They're also going after redistricting. Soros is pulling out all the stops.
Yep, tons of money.
Yep, so, all right. Well, thanks, guys.
That's what happened in Virginia.
Thanks, Miss Connie.
Thanks, Miss Connie. Talk to you soon.
Don't believe the media. Tuesday was not a bad day for Republicans. The only thing that screwed the pooch in Kentucky was a libertarian guy who ran for governor and got 25,000 votes. The margin of victory by the Democrat was 5,000. Every other Republican on the ticket won, and that's why the Bevin is asking for a recount. How is it that everybody voted for a Democratic government, then jumped over to the Republican side and elected by large margins the first black Republican Attorney General in the country, I think. And that should be a big deal. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
That's an achievement. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Colorblind. I love it.
No, that's not what the Democrats, they don't want black leaders being elected to the under Republican tickets. Look at how they treat Tim Scott, calling him Uncle Tom and every other name. It's so sick and twisted, bastards.
I know, and he's a phenomenal man.
Yes, he is.
He is.
Wow, look at all these crimes. Look at all these crimes from spotcrime.com and the 36117 zip code. Burglary, theft, other. God only knows what that is on Bonaparte Boulevard. Clement Curve, theft. Shadow Lane, theft. 2900 block of Canterbury Court, theft. Well, burglary at 3300 block of Wiley Road.
As an insomniac, I'm up at all hours of the night. At 2 or 3 in the morning, it sounds like a war going on in Pecan Grove, the gunshots. I mean, just bam, bam, like, some of them sound automatic.
So when we say they're out there, just because it hasn't hit your neighborhood or your house.
Oh, it's out there.
Give Mark and Vicky a call at Applied Security and get a great local team to protect you, your family, your business, your property. With electronic surveillance, foolproof systems that really protect you, and fire monitoring as well. In fact, they can take over your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. Call them at 279-8338. 279-8338. That's Applied Security. Great local company. Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276. Fox Business next.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Brown Tire and Automotive on Ashburton Drive for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Fox Business Report.
All Wall Street stocks ending higher following hopes that the U.S. and China are getting closer to a trade deal, with the Dow and S&P 500 ending at record highs. The Dow rising 182 points, the Nasdaq up 24, S&P 500 up 8. And shares of Disney are higher after hours after the media giant reported quarterly results meeting Wall Street expectations, as flagship theme parks and the box office success of its films offset huge investments to launch its streaming service Disney Plus, which is making its debut on November the 12th, and its CEO announcing a deal with Amazon for the service to be distributed on Amazon's Fire TV. And shares of Gap falling in the extended session after the retailer said that its president and CEO Art Peck will step down from his position and from the company's board. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That it's 4:55 and we only have an hour left to teach Seth Spotlow basic broadcasting skills.
Ooh, we need to get on the program. Let's do it.
Let's talk to Jim.
Hey, Greg, good afternoon. Real quick on a local thing here. I know you've seen in the news this a student over there, a young lady, Anaya Blanchard, that was kidnapped.
Yes.
Did you read that guy? Here's a guy from Montgomery. He was arrested in January for attempted murder, kidnapping, first-degree robbery.
Wow.
And he's running around.
Yeah.
What is wrong with this system?
Well, we just elected a mayor who doesn't believe we can arrest our way out of the trouble. So is it going to get better? We'll see. Reminds me of the horrible afternoon when we received word that one of Montgomery's finest was gunned down in cold blood by a punk who was running around after being charged with murder. That's the system. And we give more consideration to them than we do our own freaking president.
Yep, their rights.
Well, I'll tell you what they need to do. This young lady's stepfather is a professional fighter. They need to put him with that guy in a room for about 15 minutes, and we won't have to worry about anything else.
Amen.
I mean, that's just absurd that somebody like that would be running around.
I'm telling you.
And this young lady's probably dead, and you know it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very promising, but this happens all too frequently. The system fails, and they're so overwhelmed. And they got to take this thing head on, and nobody wants to do that. I appreciate the call.
It goes back to capital punishment. If you read the book, I think it's in Deuteronomy, when God's instructing his people how to set everything up, he says, if you catch someone that, you know, commits a crime where they need to be killed, you make sure everyone's there to witness it, because it's a deterrent. And when the... And the Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not kill. That's wrong. It's thou shalt not murder. Ask any Hebrew, anyone that's up to speed on Hebrew language, he will tell you, no, thou shalt not murder. There's a huge difference.
Right.
Need to put these people to death.
I agree.
And you watch the crime rate drop.
Well, yeah. You have to implement it with regularity.
Yes.
But the legal system is set up totally to the advantage of the convicted, not just the accused, but the convicted.
Exactly.
I mean, how many people have been on death row for 20 years or longer?
It's insane. And they're costing us 40, 50, 60 grand a year to keep them.
And their attorneys to keep challenging the sentence. It's crazy.
It is.
We got Fox News coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll be back. We're going to have some fun in the 5 to 6 hour.
Yay.
Happy hour.
Because it's Tongue Twister Day.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no new accidents to tell you about at this time. However, we have some busy places like the Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway back around to the Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road to Heartburn Highway. Boy, it is socked in from Atlanta Highway all the way back over to Vaughan. Troy Highway, the Eastern Boulevard, I-65 and 85 are doing pretty good this afternoon. There's a little bit of a slowdown on the 85 merge to 65 northbound. Use caution out there. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic as usual during the month of November. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments. No to payments for 90 days and no hassle buying. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are